Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go.
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. This is the first episode of 2018, and I just want to start by wishing my listeners a happy new year. Now, every year, I see people posting the same quotes about how this year is going to be their year. I absolutely want 2018 to be your year, but I don't want any of us to fall into the habit of spending so much time talking about it that we don't spend time actually doing anything about it. Whether you believe in the law of attraction or not, one thing that is essential to making your dreams come true is action. You have to play your part in the manifestation process and take inspired action when ideas flow to you, or when things need to be done. The universe will not react to your intention unless you act on your intention. Unfortunately, too many of us fail to take action on our goals and therefore remain without greater achievements throughout our lives. This is true even when it comes to small goals. For those that have set New Year's resolutions, they also will not be met unless you take a lot of action. But many of us struggle when it comes to taking action. We talk ourselves out of it, and let's face it, it's easier to put things off or look for a more comfortable option than to face the pain of doing something about it. Those that are naturally motivated or have a strong connection to their why, which is basically why they pursue what they do, may not battle with this issue. However, for everyone else, taking consistent action may just seem too difficult to do, especially if you're wired to avoid it. We almost have to train ourselves to take action and make it into a habit. And we have to start small because attempting to take big action can often just be too overwhelming to begin with, and it will just put us off. Once we wire ourselves to take consistent action on one particular goal, we can easily apply it to other goals, including larger ones. So let's get into the method. The first step is very straightforward, and that's to identify simply one thing you want to take action on. Like I just said, start with one thing, even if there are a million things you want to do. Pick something that's important to you right now. This could very well be your New Year's resolution. At this point, we're not going to try and achieve the entire goal. We're going to take one small action towards it instantly. So, if your New Year's resolution is to lose 50 pounds off your body, then start with something small that will help you meet that goal right in this moment. This could simply be to make a healthy salad. This sounds simple enough, but if you still find the task you pick too big, then make it even smaller. For example, you could set a goal to do 1 minute of jogging on the spot. This is something you can take action on pretty much right away, unless, of course, you're not in the right environment. Another thing you might include is just going onto Google and finding some exercises that will help you with your goal. This small actionable step isn't going to necessarily help you achieve your goal straight away, but it's going to force you to take action instantly, which is something you may have avoided in the past. It will help you remove the barriers that often keep you stuck when it comes to taking action. So the next step is to get a friend or family member who is also trying to achieve a greater goal to join you so that every day you can check in with each other to see your progress. To do this, each day text, email or call each other in the morning and share three small tasks you're going to accomplish towards your larger goal. And at the end of the day, catch up in the exact same way to see if you've done what you said you would. Now, you can include more than one person in this group, and if you don't want to include anyone, that's fine too. Just write the small actions down on a piece of paper in the morning and stick it up somewhere so you can see it, and then cross them out as you achieve them throughout the day. The whole point of this process is that you're more likely to succeed with accountability. When you get negative feedback, you might feel embarrassed, and when you get positive feedback, you might feel a sense of pride. Both sets of feedback ultimately will motivate you to work harder and/or continue to take action. When it comes to taking any small actionable steps, don't treat them like they're tiny. Act as if your whole life depends on them. Reassure yourself that if you can meet these small steps, you are going to move on to bigger things. Promise yourself that you will do everything you can to meet these small goals because you are honest and stay true to your word. The steps might be small, but the implications are big. Each time you complete a small action, your reward system will release the happy hormone dopamine, which is also responsible for addictions. Every time you complete something small, pat yourself on the back, and when catching up with your friends and family, also exchange kind words for making progress. Or even better, encourage each other to keep going. Also, be thankful every time you take positive action. After all, you're moving along and that's a big thing. The way you can make this into a habit is simply by repeating the cycle every single day. So that means try and take a small action right away and then set three actionable steps to do throughout the day, which you will be accountable for with a team member or on your own. If you find that you can't take a small action right away towards a goal, then you can identify another goal you might have and take a small action towards that instead. Or simply just get straight onto the three small tasks, because they still count towards your overall goal. Just don't avoid it for the sake of comfort. If you repeat this method every day and continually take small actions and complete small tasks, you will make action taking a consistent habit. As always, take breaks as needed, and also reevaluate your tasks regularly so that you're constantly making progress. If you do try this out, please let me know how it works out for you by dropping me an email or a message on social media. All these links are available in the episode description. I'd like to end this episode by giving a shout out to a listener called Bile from Canada, who has shown me and my fiance nothing but love and support for a great period of time. Like I always say, these things never go unnoticed. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.